兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在愿早晨主的恩膏也能够像这个雨一样，能够这样丰富于我们同在。
May God's anointing is just like the rain abundantly poured over us.
很感谢你在过去这一周当中有机会啊，有个机会和一些在外地聚会的圣徒们有一些的聚集和交通。
Thank the Lord, I have this opportunity in the past week that I can fellowship with the brothers and sisters far apart.
所以呢，我也有机会呢遇见一些弟兄是从休斯顿搬到外地去的。
So I have a brother and sister that was here and moved out.
有一家人他们从新南区搬到东岸去。
They used to live in Southwest and they moved to the East Coast.
他们在新南区聚会大概差不多或许五六年前搬到东岸。
Four or five years ago, they were meeting in West Office and then.
就是看见他们还在主里头。
And I saw them are still in the Lord.
与他们有一些交通，发现他们在主里都长进了。
And I fellowship with them, they have grown in the Lord.
也在他们所在聚会当中也负一些责任。
They have responsibility in where they meet.
心里面实在是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
另外我也遇见了一对弟兄姐妹。
And I met a couple.
是从 Dumble 搬出去的。
They moved out from Dumble.
是在二十多年前。
About 20 some years ago.
所以可能大部分在 Dumble 弟兄里面可能都不认识他们。
Most of the brothers here don't know them.
其实我也没见过他们。
Actually, I've never met.
他们是在 Dumble 这边蒙恩的。
They received the grace here.
就唐宝忠弟兄和他的姐妹。
Brother Tang and his wife.
大概只有于师母还有那个周弟兄，不知道认不认识，还认识他们，可能。宋慧莲，所以看我都没见过他们在 Houston 的时候。
Yeah, we some of us know them, but I never met them.
那这次能够有机会和他们在聚会当中有一些交通。
This time I have a time to fellowship with them.
看见他们实在是看见主的恩典实在在他们身上。
I see that God, the Lord's grace is upon them.
他们能够在巴利摩那边聚会，在聚会中能够服侍弟兄姐妹。
They can serve the Lord and the brothers and sisters over there at Baltimore.
实在看见我们主他丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
We see God's grace and mercy upon them.
更看见主的信实。
Also His faithfulness.
在上一周当中我也得着了一本书。
Last week I received a book.
那本书的名字，那本书是弟兄写的。
The book is written by Brother Nee.
最近才出版。
It was published recently.
它的英文名字呢是叫做 Heart to Heart， 就是心对心。
The book name is Heart to Heart.
那本书我还没有机会看它的内容。
I haven't read it yet.
但我觉得那个题目呢，我觉得挺摸着我的。
But this title touched me.
早晨也愿意和弟兄姐妹一同的以这个题目作为一个开始。
I want to fellowship with you starting at this title.
所以我的心愿是盼望早晨呢，在这里弟兄姐妹不是听一篇信息。
I don't want you just to listen to the message.
我也不是在这里给弟兄姐妹讲道。
I'm not preaching the.
但是盼望我们能够有一个心对心的一个交通。
I want to fellowship with you heart to heart.
而不是从头脑对头脑。
It's not just mind to mind.
盼望今天早晨我们都能够打开我们的心。
I hope that we all open our hearts.
能够在主的面前一同来思想主在我们身上的心意。
For the Lord, we can meditate what is His purpose for us.
我们先打开圣经，读几处的经。
Let's read some scriptures.
请先翻到启示录。
Revelation.
新约圣经启示录第二章。
In Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
Revelation chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5.
我先读完，再请姐妹给我们读英文。
I shall read in English, Chinese, and then sister will read in English.
这是主写给教会的书信，第一封书信。主说，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦乏倦， 然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember for where you have fallen, and repent and do the deed you did at first. Or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of place unless you repent.
好，请再打翻到罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
这一段是弟兄姐妹都相当熟悉的经文。
And brothers and sisters are familiar with this.
罗马书第五章，我们读六到八节。
Romans chapter 5 from 6 to 8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man.Though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
我们再出经文在约翰一书
First John
约翰一书第四章
Chapter 4
我们从第七节读到第十二节
From verse 7 to 12
约翰一书第四章第七节亲爱的弟兄啊我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心，在此就显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。这就是爱了，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，他的心得以完全了。
Beloved,
他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.The one who does not know love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
最后我们再读约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章，我们就读第九、第十两节。
Verse 9 and 10.
这主对门徒所说的，我爱父一样，你们要常我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
好了，我们请再低头有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主感谢你早晨再用恩典召聚我们在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that you gather us with your grace.
主，当我们一同能够把我们感谢、赞美和爱带献在你的面前，主，我们心里面是何等的欢喜。
When we can offer you our love and praise, we are full of joy.
主，愿你随着圣灵的宝座在我们中间。
May you establish your throne among us.
主，我们仰望你，再将你那新鲜的恩膏浇灌在我们中间。
We look to you to the fresh anointing.
主，叫我们无论讲的、拜和听的，都能够在圣灵里头彼此有交通。
No matter the preaching or translating, or the audience will have fellowship.
主，好叫我们能够从你话语能够明白你的心意。
So that we know your purpose through your words.
也叫我们能够答应你话语的呼召，我们一同的来跟随你。
So we can answer your calling to follow you.
主，早晨我们愿意说，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同成就在天上一样。
May your will be done on earth just as in heaven.
叫荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹先来思想一个问题。
We want to consider a question.
就是今天在我们个人身上，或在我们的家庭当中，或者在我们的聚会里头，我们的主是不是作王？
Is our Lord the Lord in our life, our family, and the where we serve?
就是在我们个人身上和家庭当中，我们有没有经历这锡安的实际？
Do we experience the reality of in our individual life and family service?
我们知道这件事情乃是关乎到主耶稣基督的见证。
This matter concerns the testimony of our Lord.
我也相信在我们中间弟兄姐妹，我们实在是都是一般心中向往锡安大道的人。
I believe all brothers and sisters long for the highway to Zion.
但是今天我们如何能够进入并且活在这锡安的实际里头呢？
How can we enter and live in this reality of Zion?
我想我们可以从以弗所书从启示录第二章那里，以弗所教会，我们可以学习一个重要的功课。
We can learn a lesson in Revelation where he talked about the church of Ephesus.
我们知道以弗所教会原本是一个荣耀的教会。
We know church of Ephesus is glorious.
主的见证实在是从借着以弗所教会的圣徒实在是彰显出来。
The testimony of our Lord has manifested through the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus.
在那里主对以弗所教会说，主实在是知道他们的行为劳忍耐。
The Lord told them that he knows the deeds and toils and perseverance.
愿主是那样子的，曾经那样子的以弗所教会同在。
The Lord was with them so closely.
我们看见主的见证在那里是那样子被彰显出来。
The testimony of our Lord was manifested.
我们看见以弗所教会他们属灵的光景也是那样的好。
The church of Ephesus has spiritual high in spiritual life.
他们不仅能够在那里见证主耶稣。
They can testify for the Lord.
他们能够借着他们的爱心和劳苦，他们在那里有各样的服事。
Through their toil and love, they serve.
并且他们在那里呢，也有一个属灵的分辨力。
Also, they can distinguish spiritually.
他们能够分辨那些不是主的，不是出于主的。
They can discern who is not for the Lord.
所以我们看见他们属灵生命已不再是一个婴孩的状态。
Their spiritual life is no longer a babe.
他们属灵生命也有一些成熟。
They are maturing spiritual life.
他们在那里为了主的名，在那里忍耐劳苦，并不乏倦。
For the Lord's namesake, they persevere and endure.
今天如果有这样的一位弟兄或姐妹
，If we see a brother and sisters,
或是我们知道在今天在哪里有这样一个聚会
，In this generation, we know as such a church.
我们可能都要说感谢赞美主。
We want to say thank the Lord.
看见这样弟兄、这样的姐妹、这样的聚会为主那样的摆上。
We see this brother or sister or this church that offer themselves to the Lord.
在他们那里为了主的名是那样的劳苦。
For the Lord's namesake, they toil.
甚至为了主，他也能够在那里忍耐。
They can even endure for the Lord.
但在那里，主却让我们看见一个我们人所看不见的问题。
But here the Lord let us see that we cannot see our physical eyes.
就是说，他们离弃了那起初的爱。
They have left the first love.
所以我们看见在主的心目当中，这起初的爱是何等的重要。
In the Lord's heart, the first love is so important.
这是我早晨的负担。
This is my burden this morning.
我们看见我们无论是个人，无论是我们聚会团体也好，我们可以在外面为着主有许多的摆上。
No matter individually or corporately, we can put up a lot for the Lord.
我们可能为着主的名有许多的工作。
Maybe we can work a lot for Lord's namesake.
主是知道的。
The Lord knows it.
但是如果我们那里头 我们看那起初的爱。
Even in our heart, we left the first love.
我们所做的一切。
What we do.
我们所付出的一切。
What we pay.
还不能够叫主的心得着满足。
Cannot satisfy the Lord's heart.
所以主要以弗所教会说，你们要回想，你们要悔改。
So the Lord tells the church of Ephesus, you need to repent.
主乃是要他们要在要回到那起初的爱里。
The Lord wants them to return to the first love.
不然的话，主说他就要把他的灯台从他们中间挪去。
Or else the Lord will remove the lampstand from them.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
乃是主的见证就不能在他们中间得以被彰显。
That means that no long, they can no longer manifest the Lord's testimony.
我就在想，早晨当我们主日早晨来到聚会当中，
When we come to church this morning,
弟兄姐妹，您是为什么一早就来到聚会当中？
Why do you get up early and come to the meeting?
我们为什么主日的早晨不是好好的休息呢，而是愿意到聚会当中来敬拜赞美主？
Why don't we rest at home, but we come to the worship him?
甚至有些弟兄姐妹当然就来到聚会当中。
Even some brothers and sisters come at 9:30.
为什么？
Why?
不知道弟兄们，你们有没有想过这件事情？
Have you thought of that question?
是不是因为我们今天轮到我服侍了，所以必须早点来这边来煮米？
Is it because my turn to serve, so I have to cook the rice?
还是因为今天我在聚会当中有服侍，所以必须要早点来这边做准备？
Or I have to prepare to serve.
弟兄们，这些事情并不是不好。
It's not that those are not good.
在主的心中，这些事情都是主所纪念，也是主所知道的。
God will remember that and know that.
但有一件事情是主所更看为宝贵的。
But one thing is more precious than all other.
那是因为我们爱的缘故，我们愿意来到聚会当中来敬拜主，来侍奉主。
It's because we love Him that's why we come and serve Him and praise Him.
所以这个以弗所教会，主让我们看见一件事情，也是一个问题。
Through our Ephesus, we see this problem.
就是离开了那起初的爱。
They have left love.
那离开这边，主说以弗所教会他们离弃了那起初的爱心是什么意思呢？
What does it mean they have left the first love?
他这边的原文来讲到，他们离开了，就是他们 left， 或是他们 walk away， 就是他们从那起初的爱离开了。
They have walked away or left the first love.
这里告诉我们什么事情？
What does it tell us?
看来是说，这以弗所教会的圣徒，他们原本是在这起初的爱里。
The saints of the Church of Ephesus, they were in the original first love.
如果他们不在这起初的爱里，他们怎么能够离开呢？
If they were not in the first love, how can they left?
所以我们看见今天我们蒙神所爱的儿女，
Those who are saved by grace.
我们都曾经在这起初的爱里。
We were in the first love.
但是因着各种不一样的原因，
But for some reason,
我们很有可能就像以弗所教会当时的以弗所教会一样，
It's possible that we are like the Church of Ephesus.
我们离弃那起初的爱，
We left the first love.
我们虽然外面看来我们仍然读经，
We still read Bible.
我们仍然祷告，
Pray.
我们仍然参加聚会，
We still come to meeting.
我们仍然有许多的服事，
We still serve.
我们甚至为主的名到处传福音，
Even for His name's sake we preach.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们离开了那起初的爱，
But if we left the first love,
主乃就要责备我们。
The Lord will rebuke us.
主何等盼望我们所做的这一切，
God hopes that all we do,
乃是因为这起初的爱的缘故，
is based on this first love.
乃是因为这爱的激励，
is this encouragement from the first love.
让我们能够力上加力，
so we can go strength upon strength.
让我们能够在那里来服侍主，来跟随主，
so we can follow Him and serve Him.
我记得在夏令会当中，孙弟兄提到了路加福音十五章那里浪子的比喻。
I remember our brother's son talk about the son of
particle son. 我们知道这浪子的比喻是我们非常熟悉的。
We know that story.
我们知道这父母爱他两个儿子。
The father loves those two sons.
但是这个小儿子呢，他从父亲的爱的里离开了。
But the younger one has left from his father's love.
他是 physically 离开，他这个人他就离开了。
He physically left the father.
他到世界上里头，在那里享受最终之乐。
He enjoyed the worldly enjoyment.
所以我们看见这个小儿子，
the younger son.
他离开了那爱他的父亲。
He left the father that loved him.
他离开了那父亲的爱。
He left the father's love.
我们看见他在世界当中漂流。
He was lost in the world.
到一个地步，他与猪抢食。
To the point he was fighting food with the pigs.
连猪所吃的豆荚，他都不能使他叫他得着作为饱足。
Even he cannot be filled with the food from the pig.
所以我们看他是何等的可怜。
He was very pitiful.
那感谢主，有一天因着神的怜悯。
Thank the Lord for the mercy of His God.
这个浪子他里头突然间醒悟过来。
The prodigal son was awake.
他就回到了他父亲的家中。
He returned.
在那里我们看见父亲连连的与他亲嘴。
We see the father in him.
父亲用那上好的袍子给上。
The father covered him with the best robe.
父亲把那最好的肥牛肚都给宰。
The father had killed the best cow for him.
就这个回家的浪子。得以享受那父亲的爱。
So the prodigal son can enjoy father's love.
我想那个爱是那样的真实。
We see that love is so real.
是那样的深。
It's deep.
我相信在这位浪子实在是深深的感受到那起初的爱。
The prodigal son truly feel the first love.
是他从前他所不知道的。
It's what he did not know before.
他虽然曾经从前是在那父亲的爱里。
Before he was in the first father's love.
但他真正认识、真正享受、经历父亲的爱。
When he enjoyed and experienced father's love,
能在他悔改回到父亲的家中，那时候他真实的经历到了。
It's after he repented and returned home.
但是在下一位当中，孙立中让我们看见那大儿子。
In the summer conference, brother son let us see the older son.
那大儿子他从来没有离开父亲。
He had never left the father.
他一直在父亲的同在里头。
He was accompanied with the father.
并且在那里辛劳的在那里为父亲工作。
Serving his father. Labor.
可是他却不认识那父亲同在的宝贵和价值。
But he did not know the preciousness of his father's company.
他虽然身在父亲的爱里。
Even though he was in deeply in father's love.
他虽然每天活在父亲的同在和爱的里头。
He was living with the father.
但他却一点都不认识。
But yet he did not know.
一点都没有经历。
He did not experience.
他一点都没有享受到。
He did not enjoy.
所以当他的弟弟流浪回来之后，他父亲为他弟弟宰了肥牛犊。
When his younger brother returned home and the father killed the dog of cow for him.
而这个大儿子，他心里头却一点喜乐都没有。
But the older brother did not enjoy.
他在那里发怨言。
He was complaining.
他说他与父亲同在那么久的时间。
He was with the father so long.
他为他的父亲那样的辛劳的工作。
He toiled and labored for his father.
他说。他连一只小羊羔都没有享受。
He did not even enjoy one little lamb.
弟兄告诉我们，这大儿子是何等的可怜。
The brother, the older brother, is so pitiful.
他虽然在父亲的家里。
He was in the father's house.
他虽然天天生活在父亲的爱里。
He was living in the father's love.
但他却不认识。
But he did not know.
他却没有经历。
He did not experience.
他却没有享受。
He did not enjoy.
何等的可怜。
How pitiful is that?
兄姐妹。神何等盼望今天我们不要落在这大儿子的光景里头。
Our God tells us not to fall into this condition just like the older son.
我们很可能我们天天读圣经读神的话语。
Maybe we read the Bible every day.
我们也常常祷告。
We pray.
我们也参加聚会。
And we come to meeting.
礼拜四聚会礼拜五聚会礼拜六聚会礼拜天聚会。
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the meetings.
我们也为着主的名在那里劳苦。
We've labor for his name's
sake. 在神的家中有许多的服事。
We serve in the house of God.
但是我们却不认识那父同在的宝贵。
But we don't know how important is his presence.
我们却没有经历到父的。
We did not experience his love.
我们并没有享受主的丰盛。
We did not in his fullness.
那是何等的可怜。
How pitiful is that?
为什么这大儿子会落在这样的光景里头呢？
Why did the older son fall into this condition?
虽然他没有像他弟弟离开了父的家中。
Even though he did not leave the house.
但是我们看见他同样的也离弃了那起初的爱。
But he has left the first love.
他不认识父的爱。
He did not know the father's love.
他没有经历父的爱。
He did not experience the father's love.
他没有在父的爱中来享受父亲一切的丰盛。
He did not enjoy the fullness of the father in his love.
所以今天我们实在是求主来光照我们。
We ask the Lord to enlighten us.
今天我们在神的家中在那里服事。
In the house of God we serve.
我们是不是因为乃是在那爱的里头。
Do we serve in love?
有位灵长弟兄他实在是向我们发出一个警醒。
An elderly brother warned us.
他说今天在神的教会当中
In today's church
才看见许多为主的名劳苦的弟兄
We see many brothers and sisters are toiling for his namesake
他告诉我们说神的儿女们是何等的可怜
But how pitiful are those children
因为他实在是很少看见在神的儿女们 的身上看见那个喜乐和那个爱的充满
But he seldom see the fulfillment of love and joy in those brothers and sisters
很多时候反而是充满了抱怨
Many times they are filled with complaints
充满了愁眉苦脸
They are saddened
原因是什么
Why?
乃是离弃了那起初的爱
Because they have left the first love
那这起初的爱到底是什么呢
What is the first love?
这起初的爱乃是让我们看见就是神自己
The first love allowed us to see God himself
因为我们知道神就是爱
We know God is love.
但是爱这个字对我们来讲是似乎是很抽象。
The word of love is so not real.
神是很爱人实的。
It is real.
但是我们很难来描述，很难给爱来下一个定义。
But we cannot define it.
或许有人说，哥林多前书十三章那里呢，那是给爱一个很好的定义。
In First Corinthians tells us the definition of love.
或许我们这么认为。
Maybe that's what we think.
因为我知道Dumbo 刚刚有一个婚礼。
We just had a wedding, Dumbo.
常燕弟兄姐妹，常燕弟兄跟我说，弟兄姐妹呢，他们就盼望呢，常燕弟兄能够就着哥林多前书十三章来交通这个爱的真谛。
So brother and sister hope that brother Chang will share this segment of scripture.
林前十三章那里的确让我们能够对爱呢有一点的认识。
First Corinthians chapter 13 allows us to know love.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient, love is kindness.
那讲了好多好多。
And many.
我们都能背。
We can memorize it.
甚至我们也很熟。
We are familiar with it.
甚至我们也能够讲。
Yet we can speak about it.
我们还能够解。
We can explain it.
但是可能我们这些都有了。
Even though we all have it.
我们都有这些的。
We know and we have the knowledge.
但是我们却没有这个爱。
But we don't have this love in us.
是不是这个样子？
Is that true?
所以我们实在是很难对爱下一个定义。
So it's hard for us to define love.
我想举一个例子，我们来说这件事。
I'll give you an example to explain.
圣经中在旧约圣经有个例子，我们看见耶和华神他专爱以色列。
There's an example in the Old Testament. God loves the Israelites.
这段记载在生命记第七章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七章七到八节
In verse 7 and 8
所以神就借着摩西呢对以色列他所爱的以色列说耶和华专爱你们拣选你们并非因为你们人数多于别民原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的
The Lord did not set his love on you nor accuse you because you were more in number than any other peoples for you were the fewest of all people
最终我们看见一件非常稀奇的事情
We are amazed about this.
耶和华专爱列。
The Lord loves you.
我实在没有办法想象啊，这个神对以色列的那个爱是怎么样的一个情形。
I cannot even imagine how God's love is to the Israelites.
这里神告诉以色列，清楚告诉以色列说，不是因为以色列他们有什么长处。
It's not that they have any great ability.
不像我们中国，我们说我们中国人最多。
It's not like Chinese that we have a great number.
今天神啊，在地上都要拣选一个族类呢，要来成就他的工作呢，拣选这个最多的中国人，那个办事最快。
If God is to choose people among numbers, then he should choose Chinese.
神说他爱以色列，不是因为他们人多。
God says he loves Israelites, it's not because they are great in numbers.
也不是因为他们有什么好。
It's not that they are good.
但是。神他专爱以色列
But because he set his love on the Israelites
所以在生命记第七章他就说神爱以色列是为什么
The Lord loves his sets his love on the Israelites
弟兄姐妹你们想神爱以色列是为什么
Do you know why
神的话说就是因为他爱以色列
His word said just because he loves the Israelites
弟兄姐妹你们明白了吗
Do you understand?
神爱以色列，只因他爱以色列。
He sets his love on the Israelites because he loves them.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要清楚记得这件事情。
We need to remember and know this.
今天我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都是蒙神所爱的。
Those of us who are saved by grace, we are loved by God.
所以每次我们擘饼在主的面前擘饼的时候，我们实在是认识到主是何等的爱了我们。
In the communion service, we know that He loved us.
那当我们蒙恩得救一段日子以后
，After we are saved for some time,
在我们心思里头，仇敌会放下一些迷惑我们的一些意念。
In our mind, that enemy will put some thoughts that will guide us astray.
我们就开始感觉到啊，哎呀，我现在知道为什么神爱我了。
Then we feel I know why the Lord loves me.
因为我比较
Because I'm lovely.
或有些弟兄姐妹可能会这样子认为
Maybe some brothers and sisters will think this way.
因为我读神的话语啊，特别有亮光
Because I have many knowledge from the Lord.
或觉得说因为我信心特别大
Maybe I'm very faithful.
或说我特别劳苦
Yeah, I'm labor a lot.
或说我因为某种各种的原因
Maybe for some other reasons.
那弟兄姐妹，这些都不是神爱我们的原因。
Francis, those are not the reasons that why the Lord loves us.
神爱我们的原因和他爱以色列的原因是一样的。
The Lord loves us for the same reason that He loves the Israelites.
不是因为我们。
It's not because of us.
不是因为我们可爱。
It's not that we are lovely.
不是因为我们好。
Or we are good.
不是因为我们聪明。
Or we are smart.
也不是因为我们有能力。
Or we are capable.
那是因为他爱我们。
Just because He loves us.
这个爱就是那起初的爱。
And this love is the first love.
这个爱乃是一个没有条件的爱。
This love is unconditional.
罗马书告诉我们，我们还做罪人的时候，基督就死了，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
Romans tells us God demonstrated His own love toward us at the time that we were still sinners. Christ died for us.
所以我们看见神爱我们的爱乃是一个没有条件的爱。
God loves us unconditionally.
多少时候在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前
Before we are saved by grace,
我们还是福音朋友的时候
we are still gospel friends.
我们都想说等我把圣经读好了
we all want to say that after I study Bible,
等我把我自己改好了
after I'm changed,
那我就来信主了
then I will believe.
弟兄姐妹那不是真信主
Francis, that's not true believing.
真信主乃是我们神乃是被神的爱摸着了
true believing is touched by his love.
被神那没有条件的爱摸着了
Touched by His unconditional love.
当我们认识到那，当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
When we know that we are sinners, He died for us.
不是我们变好了。
It's not that we have changed from bad to good.
而是因为我们还在罪恶，死在罪恶过犯中。
We are still dead in transgression.
而是我们实在是看到自己一无所是的光景里头。
We have nothing that's good.
基督就为我们死了。
He had died for us.
神的爱向我们显明。
He manifests His love toward us.
那个爱就是那起初的爱。
That love is the first love.
而神的爱不仅是没有条件的爱。
That love is not only unconditional.
它也是那永远不放弃的爱。
That is the love that will never give up.
The love never let go.
The love never let go.
我们看见神爱雅各。
We see God loves Jacob.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果读过旧约，我们知道神实在是爱雅各。
If we have studied Old Testament, we know God loves Jacob.
那神为什么爱雅各呢
？Why does He?
我们再说一遍，神爱雅各，那是因为神爱雅各。
God loves Jacob because He loves Jacob.
所以很多时候我们读旧约圣经，读到雅各关于雅各的生平啊，我们常常就过不去。
When we study the lifetime of Jacob, we cannot understand.
我们怎么读呢？都觉得以扫比雅各可爱。
However, we read, we saw is more lovely than.
为什么会有这个感觉呢
？Why do we feel that?
因为我们很多时候，我们就像以扫一样。
Because many times we like Esau.
所以我们觉得神应该是爱我们。
We thought that God should love us.
雅各这个名字啊，乃是讲到一个 twister.
The name of Jacob means twister.
他这名字就是一个抓。
Means grab.
因为他还没有出生呢、啊，他就在那里抓了。
Before he was born, he was grabbing.
是不是
？Is that right?
出生以后呢
？After he was born.
他一生当中啊，就是在那里，就是跟人家在那里较劲。
He was still struggling.
那是雅各。
That's Jacob.
所以我们很难能够接受说神说他爱雅各。
We cannot say it's hard for us to say God loves Jacob.
但是我们看见神不仅用那没有条件的爱来爱了雅各。
God loves Jacob unconditionally.
就像神爱你爱我一样。
Just like He loved you and me.
也神爱雅各，还有就像神爱我们，他乃是用那永远不放弃的爱。
He loved us with the love that will never give up.
所以我们看见啊，当雅各被神爱上了。
When God loved Jacob,
你发现那个爱都不放弃。
He said that love will never be given up.
神就用雅各一生年日之久。
We see God used Jacob's life.
在雅各身上来制作。
To work in his life.
来制作他。
To work him.
直到神的旨意成就在雅各身上。
Till his purpose is accomplished in his life.
原本非常狡诈的雅各成为那荣耀的以色列。
This crafty Jacob becomes the glorious Israel.
荣耀的王子。
The glorious prince.
所以神花了多长时间？
How long did God spend?
雅各一生的时间。
The whole lifetime of Jacob.
神的爱不离开他。
God's love will never left.
神的爱抓住他。
God's love has grasped hold of him.
神的爱不让雅各离开。
God's love will never let go.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们也同样的。
Today is the same for us.
我们今天已经被神爱上了。
We are loved by God.
神爱我们，他乃用那不舍弃的爱爱我们。
He loved us with the love that never gave up.
所以没有别的。
There's no other way.
弟兄姐妹，我们逃不了。
There's no way for us to escape.
无论天涯海角。
No matter where you go.
神的爱他不会离开我们。
God's love will never leave us.
这不舍弃的爱要在我们身上来成就神荣耀的心意。
This love never gave up will accomplish His purpose.
要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
Till we conform to His image.
都像主耶稣。
We all become like Him.
我们也感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord and praise Him.
虽然今天我们尽管我们何等不像我们的主。
Even though we don't like Him today.
但感谢主，他已经爱了我们。
But thank the Lord, He had loved us.
神已经用他那不舍弃的爱爱了我们。
He had loved us with unconditional and
他在用这个爱在我们身上成就他的心意。
He will accomplish his purpose in our life.
这实在是感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
另外，这起初的爱，也就是神的爱呢，它乃是一个成全神旨意的爱。
This first love is the love that perfects his purpose.
所以我们看见神在每一个他所爱的人身上。
To all that are loved by God.
他要制作我们
He will mold us.
他借着万事来互相效
All things work together.
在我们身上来把我们成像他的儿子
We will be molded to conform to his image of his son.
所以很多时候我们觉得当主在那里制作我们的时候
We feel when the Lord works in us.
我们真的是在主的面前我们实在是觉得说实在是没有办法承担
We cannot bear it.
我们在主面前在主所量的环境当中我们常常会觉得说我们实在是没有办法来配合神在我们身上的工作
in the condition that he has given us we cannot do his work
有些时候就像从前以色列在旷野当中一样
it's just like the Israelites in the wilderness
我们在那里埋怨神
we complain grumble
但感谢赞美主
but thank the Lord
不管我们向着神的旨意我们的反应是如何
no matter how we react to his purpose
就如神在雅各身上所做的一样
It's just like the work that he had done in Jacob
神乃是要把他从荣耀带到荣耀里
He will lead him from glory to glory
今天神在我们身上的工作也是同样的
Today the work is done in us
神要把在我们身上来成就他的工作
He will accomplish the glory in us
所以有连长弟兄告诉我们
The elder brother tells us
在我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后
After we are saved by grace
我们在地上一生的道路
All the lives that we walk on earth
是从荣耀到荣耀
is from glory to glory.
From glory to glory, 从荣耀到荣耀
from glory to glory.
所以我们看见这是神在我们身上的工作
We see that as the work of God.
这个我们喜欢
We like that.
这个我们也能够接受
We can accept that.
我们为此也感谢赞美主
For that we thank the Lord.
但连长弟兄告诉我们这从荣耀到荣耀的这条路呢
But the elderly brother tells us from this way from glory to glory.
它也是一条从苦难到苦难的道路
It's also a way from suffering to suffering
yeah, 或是从 from tribulation to tribulation
It's also the tribulation to tribulation
从可以雅各的一生
We see the life of Jacob
雅各自己做见证说
He has testified himself
他一生的日子
All in his days
怎么样他又少又苦
Is few and suffering
希望我们能够对这个 suffering 对这个苦难一个正确的认识
Hopefully can have a true understanding of what is suffering.
在神所爱的人身上
In those who are loved by God
一切的苦难
All the suffering
所有的苦难
All the tribulation
每一个苦难
Every suffering
它都是带着旨意
Has a purpose
就是要把我们带到荣耀里
It's to lead us into glory.
所以我们看见当雅各他因着这个抓他这个天然的这个罪性他要抢夺
Because Jacob, with his nature, that he wants to grab.
所以他第一次呢，他就借着红豆汤呢，就骗取了他哥哥的那个长子的名分。
He cheated his brother with a bowl of soup, the birthright.
那这一次呢，我觉得我们应该给雅各呢，还是有一点的那个credit.
This time we need to give him some credit.
因为呢，这个交易呢，其实是以扫自己心甘情愿的，是不是
？Actually, Esau was willing.
因为以扫到外头打猎。
Because he went hunting.
哎，回来了，又热又累。
And then he was tired and thirsty.
他吞了。
He was
就像在休斯顿夏天一样。
He was this like Houston summer.
哎呀，又饿又都饿又渴。
He was hungry and thirsty.
那回到家里呢
？So when he returned,
我们不知道雅各是不是居心这个居心叵测。
We don't know Jacob had made up his mind.
那刚好在家里头呢，就煮了一锅红豆汤。
He cooked a bowl of soup.
那以扫回来了。
So Esau came back.
然后呢，以扫呢是以扫自己提出来的。
Actually, Esau mentioned it.
他说：“快把你的红豆汤给我喝。”
Give me a bowl of soup.
哎，那雅各呢？我想他已经想了很久了。
So Jacob has think about this.
这一次呢，他不过就是抓住机会。
So he captured this opportunity.
想他哥哥呢，肯定是要他这碗红豆汤。
For sure, his brother wanted this bowl of soup.
然后就跟他哥哥讲：“那你把你的长子的名分跟我交换。”
So I will exchange your birthright with this.
这一次呢，我觉得雅各呢。他 还不算太坏。
So I think Jacob is not that bad.
因为他实在是想要那个长子的名分。
Because Jacob really wants the birthright.
虽然出生的时候啊没抢到。
Even though he did not capture
it, 这一次机会来了。
Now this is the opportunity.
这一次的交易我觉得是两方面的，是心甘情愿的。
I think this is fair.
人的眼中看见以扫他轻看了长子的名分。
Actually, in God's eye, Esau had.Despise the birthright.
他就把长子的名分就跟雅各就换了这个红豆汤。
He exchanged a bowl of soup with Jacob.
这里我要多说一点。
I want to mention more.
姐妹，这对我们今天蒙恩的基督徒来讲也是非常真实的。
For the Christians that are saved by grace is very real.
因为今天我们在基督耶稣里也都得着了这长子的名分。
In Christ we have gained this birthright.
是不是？神把长子的名分给你给我。
God has given us the birthright.
那今天我们是不是在地上这大而可畏的旷野里头行走的时候
？In this, when we are walking in this wilderness,
我们是不是很多时候也像以扫一样
？We are just like Esau.
像刚刚弟兄也提到的
，Our brother had mentioned that.
哎呀，我们在世界上忙碌工作
，We are busy working in this world.
我们也又热又累又困
，We are tired and weary.
仇敌就在那里心思里头来。影响我。
So the enemy is affecting our thoughts.
叫我们轻看这长子的名分。
To despise the birthright.
为了一碗红豆汤。
Just for a bowl of soup.
把这长子的名分给卖了。
We will sell the birthright.
所以这一次呢，我觉得雅各还不算太坏。
This time I don't think Jacob was that bad.
那后来又发生另一件事情。
Something happened later on.
这一次呢，我觉得雅各呢，他的确是说不过去。
This time Jacob was deceiving.
虽然我们可以说是他母亲呢，利百加。这个设谋的
，We can say that his mother has planned it.
但他算是共犯。
Actually, he was the co.
他们就趁着那个以撒呢，叫他的长子以扫出去那边打猎，要给他做食物吃的时候
，When he was cooking the food when Esau was out hunting.
他那个母子两个人呢，就共谋要来骗从他那个。雅各父亲以撒的手中的骗他长子的祝福。
The mother and the son want to keep the blessing from the father.
所以这细节我们就不多讲了。
We will not describe details.
但是呢，这是一个欺骗。
But this is a cheating.
雅各的确骗到了。
Actually, Jacob has received it.
就像他的名字啊，他夺取了。
Because just like his name, he captured.
他不仅从前把那个长子的名分从他哥哥手中夺取。
He has grabbed the birthright from his brother.
现在呢，他也把那个。长子从他父亲手中也把那长子的祝福也夺来了。
Now he has grabbed the blessing of the birthright from his father.
我想他本来应该是可以非常的满意。
He should be satisfied with all that.
但这一次呢，实在是惹怒了他的哥哥。
Now, but he made his brother angry.
就以扫呢，就准备要杀他的弟弟雅各。
Esau is ready to kill him.
这时候呢，他只好逃命。
So he has to escape.
然后在路上发生好多的故事。
There are many stories happen on the way.
我发现神很奇妙。
But God is amazing.
诡诈的雅各呢
？The deceiving.
神就把他带到他舅舅拉班的家里。
He lead him to his uncle Laban.
他碰见了一个对手。
He saw a a person.
是比他更诡诈的舅舅。
It's more deceiving.
这个就叠对叠。
It's 叠对叠。
Spy to spy, 就是 twister to twister.
Oh, twister to twister.
所以我们看见雅各在他的手中啊，这受了好多的苦。
In Laban's hand, that he suffered more.
当我们看见他一生当中所遇见这一切事情，都是在神的带领和安排的底下。
All things happening in his life was like guided by God.
当我们看见神借着雅各所遇到的这一切
，We see all the things happen to Jacob.
来制作雅各。
To mold him.
把这从这诡诈的雅各，要把它制作成为那荣耀的以色列。
From the deceiving Jacob, that he will change him into a glorious.
我们看见当雅各来到他舅舅拉班的家里
，When he come to his uncle's,
他遇见了那个拉结。
He met.
他就爱拉结。
Leah.
他就愿意为拉结来服侍他的舅舅。
He was willing to serve the uncle.
但我们看见当雅各因着爱拉结的缘故
He loved Leah.
在他那服侍劳苦服侍他舅舅七年，为了要得着拉结的七年当中，他觉得好像一下子七天就过去了。
He served him 7 years, but he just like 7 days.
所以我们看见那雅各那时候在那个爱的里头。
Jacob had love was in the love.
但后来看见这个舅舅啊，实在是诡诈。
But uncle was so deceiving.
到他应该得到拉结的时候。
When he was to receive
Rachel, 他就把大女儿利亚给了雅各。
But yet he gave the elder sister to.
哎呀，那雅各被骗就好生气。
Jacob was mad.
气完了呢，就跟他讲一讲。
So he talked to his uncle.
他也没办法。
He gave up.
他只好呢，就再为这个那个拉结呢，再服侍他舅舅七年。
So he served the uncle 7 years more for Rachel.
但他因为他心中爱拉结。
Because he loved Rachel.
哎呀，那七年一下又过去了。
So 7 years passed. Very soon.
但是我们看见，就是这个雅各在拉班舅舅拉班的手中啊，受了许多的苦。
But he suffered in his uncle's hands.
但是我们看见神就借着这一切的环境
，through all this environment，
甚至于借着这个其他的那个比雅各更狡猾的舅舅，
through the more deceiving uncle，
雅各身上来制作他
，he worked in，
来把他磨成。那荣耀王子的形象
，to mold him into the image of a glorious prince。
弟兄姐妹，雅各的故事也是今天神在我们身上工作的故事。
The story of Jacob is just like the story that the work of the Lord for us。
所以我们看见我们环境中虽然有许多的苦难
，even though we suffer in our life，
在我们周围有一些的人
，there are some people，
要是我们敌对的
，is against us，
无论是我们的老板、我们的同事
，no matter coworker or boss。
我们的家里面的妻子丈夫
，our spouses，
我们聚会中的弟兄姐妹
，our brothers sisters in the
meeting。常常我们觉得说，那简直就是雅各
，it just like Jacob。
当我们看见我们都是雅各
，we see we are all Jacob。
但今天神在我们身上，还是要做这荣耀的工作
，but today God will work this glorious work。
好叫他的旨意能够成就在我们身上
，so that His purpose will be accomplished。
叫他的荣耀能够在我们身上能够彰显出来
，so we can manifest the glory。
这乃是神的爱。
This is His love.
条件的爱
The unconditional love.
是那不舍弃的爱
The love that will never give up.
是那创始成终的爱
The love that is from the foundation of the world.
把我们带进神荣耀的旨意里头
Will lead us into His purpose.
所以今天我们看见今天神如何在我们一生当中来成就他的旨意呢
How He will accomplish His purpose in our life.
神告诉我们说我们乃是要住在这爱里
The Lord tells us we need to abide in this love.
并且我们要让这个爱从我们身上能够彰显流露出来
We can manifest His love
我们知道神说让我们彼此相爱
We need to love each other
要我们爱人如己
Just love the neighbor
弟兄姐妹如果我们曾经尝试过
If we had tried
我相信我们都有失败的经验
We have failed
我们发现靠着我们的天然的爱
Through our nature love
我们是做不到的
We cannot accomplish that
我们是不可能爱人如己
It's not that we can loveThe other just like ourselves.
我们有没有办法照着主的命令彼此的相爱
？We cannot love one another.
原因乃是我们的天然的爱没有办法能够像神的爱一样。
Because our love from our nature is not like the love from God.
所以今天神告诉我们要爱。
Today God tells us we love.
无论我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
We need to love Him with all we can.
或是我们要爱人如己。
Or we need to love the others just like ourselves.
或是我们要彼此的相爱。
Or we need to love each other.
弟兄姐妹，这爱的源头乃是神的爱。
But the source of love is God's love.
乃是那起初的爱。
Is the first love.
那个爱是我们生活与服事一切的源头和动力。
Is the source of motion for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天我们说我们知道我们要读神的话语。
Today we need to read the Bible.
在当我们读神的话语的时候，我们的感觉是怎么样呢？
When we read the word of God, how do we feel?
我们就觉得说，哎呀，今天又要读四章圣经。
Today we need to read four chapters.
今天太忙了，我明天再读。
We are so busy, so we'll read tomorrow.
我明天有好多事情。
There are so many things happen
tomorrow. 我们发现我们读圣经的时候，读神的话语的时候。
Each time we read the Bible, the Word of God.
我们发现我们里面好像缺乏一个能力。
We lack the strength.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们离开了那起初的爱。
Because we have left the first love.
今天如果我们在那起初的爱里。
If we are in the first love,
我们不仅渴慕主的话语，
we long for His word.
我们会找所有可能的时间，我们就盼望来渴慕，来读主的话语。
We will find all the available time to read His word.
不要说一天读四章圣经，
not just only four chapters.
我们可能一天读二十章圣经，
maybe 20 chapters.
读四十章圣经，
40 chapters.
我们觉得好像一下子就过去了。
We still think it's just one, take a moment.
我记得常言弟兄曾经做过他蒙恩得救以后的见证。
I remember Brother Chang has shared his testimony.
就是每次以前要看足球赛跟读圣经啊，在那里常常挣扎。
He was struggling whether to watch the football game or to read the Bible.
到后来有一天
，till one day，
我相信他经历到这起初的爱。
He experienced the first love.
他回到这起初的爱里的时候
，He returned to the first love.
他现在读圣经几个小时一下就过去了。
After reading the Bible several hours, it's so soon.
你们那个秘诀在哪里
？What is the secret？
就是这起初的爱。
Is the first love.
如果我们在这起初的爱里，
If we are in the first love,
我们读圣经的时候，
when we're Bible,
我们就不会觉得是一个重担，
see it as a burden.
我们不会觉得是一个责任，
we don't see it as a responsibility.
我们里头实在满了能力，
we are filled with power.
满了渴慕，
we are filled with longing.
今天是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，
the Holy Spirit has filled us with His love.
很多时候当我们离开了这起初的爱，
many times we have left the first love.
因着各种的原因，
For any reason,
可能因着我们犯罪的缘故，
because of our sin,
也可能因着我们爱世界的缘故，
or because we love the world,
我们离开了这起初的爱，
we have left the first love.
然而实在是主的怜悯，
because of his mercy,
可能当我们来到聚会当中，
when we come to the meeting,
可能借着弟兄姐妹的探望，
through brothers and sisters,
借着弟兄姐妹的祷告和扶持，
or prayer interceding,
圣灵在将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，
the Holy Spirit still fill us with His love.
叫我们这个爱在我们里面，
so that His love,
爱神的心得以完全，
will be perfected.
叫我们读经的生活当中，
no matter in our lives or reading the Bible,
无论我们在聚会中的服事，
or service in the meeting,
我们得着那个能力，
this power,
乃是这起初的爱在我们，
is because the first love is in us,
供应我们，
to supply us,
扶持我们，
to keep us,
叫我们能够爱我们的神，
so we can love our God.
叫我们能够爱弟兄姐妹，
so we can love brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够爱那失丧的灵魂，
so we can love the lost souls.
我昨天听到一位在前一两世纪一位姐妹的见证。
I heard a sister's testimony.
这姐妹她乃是在一个敬虔的一个聚会当中。
She's in a godly meeting.
她们乃是追求圣洁。
They pursue holiness.
在聚会当中，她实在是在各方各面，在人看来，她实在是一位圣洁的姐妹。
In all aspects, she is a holy sister.
她也爱我们的主。
She loves the Lord.
有一天，主就感动她，也差遣她到埃及那个地方去，来为主传扬福音。
So the Lord sent her to Egypt to preach the gospel.
所以当那个姐妹到埃及那个地方之后
，When she reached Egypt,
她就格格的不入。
She cannot fit in.
因为埃及那个地方又混乱吗？
Because Egypt is dirty and in chaotic stage.
她所看见的人许多都是贫穷的、肮脏的人。
They see many. She saw many poor and dirty people.
跟她从前在聚会当中所见到的人都完全不一样。
It's different from the people that she saw in the meeting.
哎呀，她就觉得说她没有办法跟那些人在一起聚会。
She cannot meet with those people.
她没有办法来亲近那些的人。
She cannot be close to them.
因为她心里头。对他们感觉到他们实在是又低微又肮脏又污秽。
Because in her heart she thought of them as lowly, dirty and poor.
那同时他也知道是神差遣他到埃及那里去服侍主。
But in her heart, she knows she will stand by God to serve.
在那里，刚她去埃及的前面一段时间，她是非常的挣扎。
In the early time, she was struggling.
因为她知道是主差遣她去的。
Because she knows she was sent by God.
她看见在那个环境那边的人，她实在是没有办法来爱他们，来服侍他们。
But she cannot serve them and love them in that condition.
但有一天，主就安排了一件事情。
But one day, one matter.
就与她一起同工当中的一位弟兄。
There's a brother that served with her.
他就接到了一个电话。
He received a call.
他就知道说有一个人在 marketplace 在市场里头呢，有一个妇人昏倒了。
He knows a lady had fell in the marketplace.
这个弟兄呢，就把这个姐妹就带着他说，我们赶快去，要去救这个人。
So the brother took her to rescue that lady.
然后他们就到了那个市场的地方，是一个非常肮脏，充满了。人很多的地方。
So they went to this marketplace filled with people.
还是姐妹心里头就在那里埋怨。
So the sister in her heart was complaining.
她说我怎么能够来这个地方呢
？How can I come here?
又混乱又吵杂。
It's so noisy and
这些人都这么肮脏。
These people are so dirty.
在那里呢，有许多都是从事那污秽行业的人。
They are in a profession that's filthy.
就当那个姐妹和这个弟兄到了这个昏倒的妇人的面前
When they reached the lady
那弟兄就告诉这个姐妹说这个倒在那里的这个妇她乃是一个娼妓
The brother told her that this fainted lady is a whore prostitute
这个姐妹她心里就想哎呦我怎么能够来我不能摸她
I cannot touch her in her
我这么圣洁
I'm holy.
她这么污秽
She's filthy.
我没有办法
I cannot do that.
但这时候因为那个妇人生命危急
But the lady is suffering.
这弟兄必须要给她打一个针
The brother needs
来急救她
give her a shot to rescue her.
所以他叫这个姐妹说你必须要扶着她
So the sister needs to hold this lady.
我好给她打针
So I can give the shot.
这个姐妹她知道自己是一个服侍主的人
The sister knows that she served the Lord.
她心里面在那里就在那里挣扎。
She's struggling.
哦，主啊，主啊，我这么圣洁，她这么污秽。
Lord, Lord, she's filthy, but I am holy.
但是为了要救她的生命。
But for to rescue her.
弟兄要她，那个弟兄要她，要不得扶着那个妇人，才能够给她打针。
The brothers told her you hold her.
所以她就只好搀妇人把她扶起来。
So she hold her up.
好让这个弟兄给这个妇人来打针，抢救她的生命。
So the brother can give shots to rescue her.
哎呀，他扶着她的时候。
When she was holding her,
当弟兄给她打针的时候
when the brother was giving
她头就转过去了
so she turned her head
哇主啊这个妇人这么臭
Lord, Lord, this, there's a foul smell
她身上又污秽又臭又让她都觉得恶心
she is so filthy
好主啊你怜悯我
have mercy upon me
在这个时候
at this time
圣灵在她心里头用微小的声音对她说
the Holy Spirit whispered in her heart
你亲她
kiss her
姐妹说我不行不行
no I cannot do that
我这么圣洁
I'm holy
她是一个娼妓这么样的污秽
she's a prostitute and filthy
她全身都充满了臭味
she has foul smell
圣灵就把神的爱充满在姐妹的心里
the Holy Spirit filled
kiss her
kiss her
乃是神的爱充满在我们姐妹
So the love of God filled our sister's heart
我们姐妹就亲了这个妇人
So our sister kissed this lady
从那之后我们姐妹在埃及的服事被主大大的使用
From then on our sister's service was used by God
她整个人被神改变过来
She was totally changed by God
我们姐妹乃是神的爱救了我们
We are saved by God's love.
不仅神的爱把我们从前从那死亡罪恶中拯救出来。
We are saved from the dead and transgression.
神的爱还要今天还要拯救我们。
Today He will save us more.
叫我们脱离在我们里头一切的悲情下品。
So that we can be separate from our lowliness.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们今天跟随主到什么样的地步
，No matter how we follow the Lord to what point，
我们永远不要忘记
，Do not forget，
我们乃是一个蒙神拯救的罪人。
We are A sinner saved by grace.
我们没有比其他人好。
We are not better than.
我们没有比其他人圣洁。
We are not holier than others.
我们不过还是一个蒙神所爱的人。
We are just a sinner that by God.
感谢赞美主，主要我们回到那起初的爱里。
Thank the Lord, He wants us to return to the first love.
主说你们要回想。
You need to think back.
从哪里堕落的？
Where you have fallen.
我感谢主，在过去这个礼拜，主借着弟兄们的信息，实在是让我能够回想从哪里堕落。
Thank the Lord through the message from our brothers, I can rethink back.
叫我们能够再回到那起初的爱里。
I can return to the first love.
并且住在那个起初的爱里。
Also abide in the first love.
住在神的爱里。
Abide in God's love.
就像那个前面讲到浪子回家以后。
After the prodigal son had returned home.
我相信他在家里头，他为父亲所做的一切。
After he has done for his father.
不是一个雇工的服侍。
It's not a service from a hired hand.
乃是一个在爱里面的服侍。
But a service love.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在神的家里面，我们的服事是如何呢？
Today we're in God's house. How is that?
是像那大儿子的服事呢？
Do we serve like the older son?
还是我们是在爱里面来服事我们的主？
Or do we serve in love?
就这里主要我们要住在他的爱里。
Here the Lord wants us to abide in his love.
住在他的爱里，再也不离开。
Abiding his love would never leave him.
有一位住在神爱里的一个人。
For one who abides in him.
我想我们弟兄姐妹可能也认识，就是 C.T. Studd 弟兄。
Maybe you all know this brother
C.T.
Studd.
这个弟兄他原本是一个非常有名有成就的人，在英国。
He's a well-known and accomplished man in England.
他的事业也非常的卓越。
He is very successful in his career.
他是一个那个板球职业板球球员。
什么是板球员
？Cricket.
Cricket.
Yeah. 他也非常有钱。
He is very wealthy.
有一天，神的爱得着了他。
One day he was obtained by God.
他就把一切都放下。
He gave up all.
曾经到中国，也到非洲那里去服侍主。
He served the Lord in China and in Africa.
他对 F.B. Meyer 弟兄也是一位被主重用的一个仆人的属灵生命有一个非常重要的影响。
He has a great influence in the brother F.B. Meyer.
就有一天 ，Studd 弟兄到了 F.B. Meyer 弟兄的家中，在那里住。
One day, brother Studd went to brother F.B. Meyer's house.
那是一个很寒冷的冬天。
It's a very cold winter night.
在天还没亮的时候 ，F.B. Meyer 弟兄就看见 Studd 弟兄所睡的房间的灯已经亮了。
Before the dawn, that the brother Studd saw the F.B. Meyer's room light.
City
Studd's room light.
然后就很好奇，他等了一会就很好奇，后来去问他，发现他已经醒来了，裹着棉被在那里读神的话语。
He saw that he's awake and in his blanket he's reading the Bible.
他就问 Studd 弟兄说：“弟兄，您早就起来读神的话。
”F.B. Meyer asked brother Studd, "You're reading the Bible?"
那撒德弟兄就回答他说
：“So brother started told him.
他说我爱我的主
，I love my Lord.
所以我要寻找他的命令
，So I need to find the commandment.
好叫我遵守
，So that I can conform.
弟兄姐妹，这就是约翰福音十五章那里主所说的话。
This is the word of our Lord in John 15.
主说，若有人爱我，他就必遵守我的命令。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.”
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你们有没有这样的一个感觉。
Do you have this feeling?
多少时候我们不能够遵守主的命令
？Many times we cannot keep His commandments.
甚至于我们想要遵守主的命令，我们都做不到。
Even we want to keep His commandments, we cannot do.
原因是什么
？What is the reason?
然后很可能是我们离弃了那起初的。
Many times it's because of the first love.
我们看见史达德弟兄
，We see brother Studd.
他爱我们的主
，He loves our Lord.
所以他读主的话语的时候
，When he read the word of God,
他不是寻找祝福
，Is not to search blessing.
他不是寻找应许
，Or promise.
他乃是要寻找主的命令
，He's searching for God, the Lord's commandment.
他要来遵守
，He wants to keep.
所以愿主把这样的心也坐在我们里面
，May the Lord give us this heart.
叫我们因为这起初的爱激励的缘故
，Because we are encouraged by the first love。
叫我们因为神爱激励的缘故
Because we are encouraged by His love.
我们愿意遵守他的命令。
We want to keep the commandments.
叫我们因为遵守他的命令。
Because we keep His commandments.
我们能够住在他的爱。
So we can abide in His love.
好叫主的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So His purpose will be accomplished in our life.
弟兄姐妹，爱不应该只是一个名词。
Love is just a noun. It's not just a noun.
不应该只是一种的知识。
It's not just a knowledge.
爱应该是一个。
Love is a verb.
它是有行动的。
You accomplish with action.
同学们，愿我们不再是在口头上来爱我们的主。
We hope that we do not just love with words.
愿我们都能够悔改，回到那起初的爱里。
So we need to return back to the first love.
因着爱主的缘故。
Because we love our Lord.
我们愿意来遵守主的命令。
We are willing to keep His commandments.
借着遵守主的命令
through keeping His commandments,
叫我们能够住在他的爱里
so we can abide in His love
and in love with Him
in love, and be in love with Him.
弟兄们，我们必须要在他的爱里
we have to be in love with Him.
好叫我们在一切的环境当中
so in all conditions,
在一切的艰难里头
in all suffering,
我们能够更加的爱我们的主
so we can love Him more.
也叫主的旨意在我们身上早日的成就
May His purpose will be accomplished early.
让他的荣耀和他的见证能够从我们身上，从我们中间能够彰显。
And His glory and testimony will be manifested through us.
用他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His.
让我们在一起有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，愿你知道我们的光景。
You know our condition.
主，愿我们都能够诚实在你的面前。
May we be honest before you.
好叫你能够光照我们的里面。
So that you will enlighten us.
也叫我们能够知道，主，我们若离开了那起初的爱。
So that when we leave the first love.
主，我们能够悔改在你的面前。
We can repent before you.
主啊，你这无条件的爱。
Lord, your unconditional love.
你这不舍弃的爱。
A love that will never give up.
你这创始成终的爱。
A love is from the foundation of the world.
在我们身上来成就你的旨意。
Will accomplish your purpose in us.
主，我们实在是愿意再将自己来献给你。
We want to offer ourselves to you.
主，因为我们是属于你的。
We belong to you.
主啊，愿你成就你的旨意在我们身上。
May you get your purpose in us.
主，好叫你得着满足。
So your heart will be satisfied.
把颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May praise and thanks be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.